President Trump is pushing back after the release of that secret tape of a conversation between him and his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. In the tape made during the campaign, they talk about forming a company to funnel money to their friend David, a reference to David Pecker, publisher of the National Enquirer. Presumably, it was to help him catch and kill stories like that of Karen McDougal, who's alleged an affair with Trump. Here's a bit of the tape, starting with Cohen talking about financing the company they form.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No. I got... No.
Hey, Noel, how are you?
You can hear the tape there at the end cut off to another call or conversation. Let's bring in our political analyst, Alice Stewart, Republican strategist and CNN political commentator. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy and Robin. How are you?
Good. Doing well. And Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist. Hi, Jamal.
Hi.
So, Jamal, let me start with you. There is a debate.
Oh, great.
Well, I mean, on this topic, there's a debate over whether what then-candidate Trump was saying at the end of that tape before it cuts off. Part of his words are hard to hear, but he clearly says the words pay with cash. Here's how Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, presented it on Fox News.
The transcript makes it quite clear at the end that President Trump says, quote, don't pay with cash. Cohen then interrupts and says, no, I got it. And then you hear distinctly, if you're careful and you slow it down, check.
There are a lot of people not buying that explanation, but what do you make of this tape, Jamal?
First of all, you can't believe anything that comes out of Rudy Giuliani's mouth. I mean, these guys say anything, whatever it takes to win the news cycle. But let's just take a step back for a second and think about what we're talking about. The man who is the current president of the United States has now been, he was recorded by his attorney, who for some reason thought that was appropriate, recorded by his attorney having a conversation about whether or not to either pay off a Playboy bunny or pay off the president of the National Enquirer for an illicit affair that he had with said Playboy bunny. And now that lawyer has released that tape of him and his client to the world. I think these are the scuzziest, skeeziest, slimiest people, and yet they're in the White House. And I think we've got to just sort of wonder if the president of the United States has illicit relationships that he tries to cover up. When people find out about them, he lies about them. And then now we see he's doing that with Playboy bunnies and porn stars. Is he also doing that with Russians?
Well, Alice Stewart, there is a scuzziness factor.
Yes.
But there's also, you know, the question about whether he was talking about paying with cash or check, because it goes into questions about campaign finance restrictions. But there is the question of what is the president saying? And I just want to ask you about that. We have a president who seemed to a lot of people to answer no to a question at a press conference, and then the White House said he didn't say no, who said he didn't say something about Britain's leader Theresa May when it's on tape, who says that he's tweeted out just in the last days that he thinks that Russia is going to be interfering in our 2018 elections, backing the Democrats, when he said that he didn't think Russians would be interfering in the elections, and he stood next to President Putin, who said that he was backing Donald Trump. The word Orwell and Orwellian is entering into a lot of analysis. Are you worried that the president is getting somewhat Orwellian?
That's a concern. And all of those instances that you pointed out are spot on. The facts speak for themselves. However, this administration will say and will continue to say that the president says he has done nothing wrong, and that's their answer.
Don't believe what you see or hear or read, as he said last night. But that's what Orwell wrote
exactly.
About.
Yeah. It's an alternative reality, and the problem is he behaved this way on the campaign. And he was elected by the people, and he is running this White House as he has before. And if we can, these tapes, it's undisputable what is said on the tapes. And what is clear is that he knew about these payments long before he has ever admitted to doing so. And in the end of the day, what this says is that we know that the president had an inappropriate relationship with the Playboy bunny. Payments were made. He knew about it. But so this is nothing new. This just verifies that he has not been truthful. And let me, if we can say one thing about David Pecker, I dealt with David Pecker on the presidential campaign when he was making up nonsense stories about Ted Cruz's father killing JFK.
Right.
And I can assure you there's zero daylight between David Pecker and the president with regard to catching and killing a story that's derogatory of this president or pushing a story that's derogatory of an opponent. So for them to say that they weren't working together on this, it is completely not true in my mind. So, but at the end of the day, people knew this before. They voted for him,
right.
And this is how he's running this White House.
Okay, and this is about a payoff of a number in the thousands or maybe more than $100,000. There's another payoff I want to talk about, which is at $12 billion. Jamal, yesterday we got the announcement that the Trump administration would extend $12 billion in emergency aid to farmers who are hurt by the ongoing trade war that President Trump started with China, the European Union, and others. Here's the president speaking yesterday in Kansas City, talking about the effect of his administration's tariffs on other countries.
They don't want to have those tariffs put on them. They're all coming to see us, and the farmers will be the biggest beneficiary. Watch. We're opening up markets. You watch what's going to happen. Just be a little patient.
Jamal, what do you make of this aid package?
I think one of the Republican senators called them the golden crutches.
Right.
And I think that that's...
He said they're cutting them out off at the knees but giving them golden crutches. I think that was Ben Sasse.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, that kind of lets you know where people are on this. You know, for those of us who believe in an amount of free trade that is, you know, fair for people, I think a lot of American farmers don't want to be supported by the government. They want to be able to compete around the world. And I've seen stories where farmers, pork, soybeans, people who do shellfish are worried that not only are they going to get hurt now with tariffs, but they're going to lose access to these markets. And after this trade fight is over, the Chinese will have found other places to get these goods and they won't let the Americans back in. And this is something for us to be concerned about.
Alice, are you, as a Republican, what do you think of this?
Look, I think the president is right to push for free trade and fair trade. That's something that he ran on. That's something that he has been very clear as to his stance. But in my view, this tariff war and this trade war doesn't look like it's going as it should be. And farmers were being hurt by this. Farmers helped put this man in the White House, and they were hurt by this. I've talked with a lot of farmers in Arkansas and across the East Coast, and they are worried about this. And what happened, what the farm aid that came out yesterday, the announcement, that is throwing a bone to rural America. It sends a signal to the markets that the White House is looking at this long term and will have protections in place. My question is whether or not it will actually be there when it's necessary. But if you noticed, as soon as that announcement came out, the markets corrected themselves, which was an important note to make. But the president is looking at this long ball. He expects this to work out well for the country in big picture. But farmers have bills to pay day to day, and they have crops that they need to harvest, and they're looking at this paycheck to paycheck, and they're suffering. But at the same time, many of them I spoke with still support this president.
Well, it is, again, it's kind of Orwellian because his critics, even Republicans, are saying, you know, instead of handing out the money to the farmers, just take away the tariff, you know, do it on that side. But, you know, as you say, we spoke to a ginseng farmer, remember Jeremy from Wisconsin, who had voted for Trump. And I said, but didn't you know that he talked about tariffs, he talked about doing this, and he said, I didn't think he was going to do it to us. So there is that political part. But we mentioned Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. Here he is on NPR this morning.
I don't find any farmers or ranchers in Nebraska who say what we want is more bailouts. What we want is more welfare. What they want is more markets. I mean, at the risk of hyperbole, I literally live on the most productive land in the history of the world. And Nebraska grows far more food than we could ever conceivably consume. So we need export markets. And these people, they don't want welfare. They want to work.
Oh, so there's that, as the point that you were making. I want to get to one more topic here. It's just time goes so fast.
So fast.
President Trump is also getting pushback for inviting President Putin to come to Washington. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, I can only speak for the Congress. The Speaker and I have made it clear that Putin will not be welcome up here at the Capitol.
Leader McConnell.
Jamal, your thoughts on what happens with this, as you know, in the next couple of months?
Listen, I think we just talked about the president having illicit, you know, relationships with porn stars and Playboy bunnies. We can't have the president having unprotected relations with Vladimir Putin. He needs to have people around who can help guard us and make sure that he's not handing over secrets or not giving away the store when he's in the room with him. And I think that's what we were worried about in Helsinki. We still don't know what they discussed. And what that proves is he trusts Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump does, more than he does his own domestic intelligence services. It's unacceptable.
I agree. We should practice safe talks with Russian leaders. But it's important that we open up the dialogue and have the conversations. I would feel much more comfortable with a second meeting if we had a better readout of what was discussed in the first meeting, and if we saw evidence that the president was more forceful on Russian interference and strong on continuing the sanctions. With that, if we had more information and saw accomplishments and actions out of that, I'm all for a second meeting. But I think we need to have a lot of that in place before they sit down again.
You know, it's interesting with the topics that we got to today. Mm-hmm. We did not talk about Iran, which just a couple of days ago was the big news of the day. We see how fast that has faded out of the headlines. Alice Stewart, Republican strategist, and Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you for having us.